This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. International Day of Older Persons being celebrated today. President Vidyadeep Bhandari says ensuring dignified lives for senior citizens is everyone's duty. Galchit Devighat road section resumes after 28 hours and Cyclone Ian batters South Carolina in second U.S. landfall. Now the news in detail. International Day of Older Persons is being observed today. October 1st is observed at the International Day of Older Persons every year at the call of the United Nations. This year, the day is being marked under the slogan of Resilience of Older Persons in a Changing World. President Vidyadeep Bhandari has said it is everyone's duty to ensure dignified lives for senior citizens. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of the 32nd International Day of Older Persons today, President Bhandari drew the attention of all sides to guarantee senior citizens with their convenient access to public services. President Bhandari stressed the need for utilizing the knowledge, skills and expertise of senior citizens. Youth can learn a lot from their experiences, she said, adding that knowledge transfer is equally important. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said all state mechanisms should be active and cooperative to care about senior citizens. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of the 32nd International Day of Older Persons today, Prime Minister Deuba vowed to ensure proper care, goodwill and services and incentives from the state side with utmost priority to the senior citizen so that they would not face any sort of mistreatment. He stressed all sides need to be committed to paying high respect to the senior citizens. On this occasion, Prime Minister Deuba wished peace, good health, happiness and longevity to the senior citizens who have ample knowledge, skills and expertise. He also stressed the need for the government of all three levels to launch various creative programs to tap into programs, citizens' knowledge, skills and experiences. With the life expectancy of Nepali people increasing, the number of senior citizens in our society has increased. Two people died in a jeep accident in Salyan. The jeep heading to Kerabang Temple of Sarda Municipality from Kumakrula Municipality had an accident this morning. District Police Office Salyan said that 39-year-old Man Bahadur Poon and 14-year-old Inka Poon of Kumakrula Municipality 7, Dumkot, died in the accident. Information officer of District Police Office Salyan, Santosh Khanal, informed that the jeep fell down about 100 meters from the road. The police said that the injured in the accident are being brought to Salyan District Hospital for treatment. Likewise, a person died and four others were injured in a road accident at Khani Kholarula Municipality 1 in Kabri Palanchok this morning. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Kabri Palanchok, Dundiraj Nupane, said the deceased has been identified as Dipesh Jimba, 25 of Khani Kholarula Municipality 4. Police said the accident took place at Gairi Bhanjang when a jeep was heading towards Bonepa from Dadagaon. Vehicular movement along the Galchi Devighat road section under Galchi Trisuli Mailung Saprobesi Roswagadi project has resumed from Friday night after 28 hours. Officiating Chief of Office of Galchi Project Ram Bidari Chaudhary said the road was obstructed from Thursday afternoon after a dry landslide occurred at Bud Singh of Belkot Gadi Municipality 7 in Nuwakot district. Chief of Traffic Police Office Nuwakot Gunani the Khakurel said, with the resumption of traffic, vehicles stranded on the road following the landslide have headed towards their destinations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Post-tropical cyclone Ian is lashing South Carolina in its second U.S. landfall after carving a swath of deadly destruction across Florida. Ian returned as a Category 1 hurricane near Georgetown at 14 local time on Friday before losing some power as it marched inland. But the danger is not over. flooding is projected to continue throughout the region, including Florida, for days. Florida emergency officials announced 21 deaths as of Friday morning. But a state medical examiner must determine if all the fatalities are directly related to the storm. Ian was one of the strongest storms ever to hit the U.S. when it struck Florida as a Category 4 hurricane on Wednesday. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned Russia that the United States will not be intimidated by reckless threats after Vladimir Putin annexed four occupied regions of Ukraine. Putin appeared to make a valid threat to use nuclear weapons to defend the newly annexed territories. He declared that the regions would forever be part of Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called the annexation the most serious escalation since the start of the war. In a speech, the Russian leader claimed citizens in Kherson, Zaporizhia, Luhansk and Donetsk had voted to be with their people, their motherland. He was referring to so-called referendums held in the regions in recent days, but Ukraine and Western governments have condemned the votes as a sham. Nine European nationals have been arrested in Iran during deadly street protests sparked by a custody death. Local media said intelligence officers detained people deemed to be agents of foreign spy organizations, either at protests or behind the scenes. The violence showed no sign of easing, with the death toll continuing to rise. Protests erupted in the capital Tehran and spread through the country after Kurdish woman Mahsa Amini died having spent time in police custody. Officers did not specify where the nine Europeans had been arrested, but gave 10 instances of what it said was involvement by foreigners and foreign-based opposition groups in the demonstrations. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in one or two places in hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Rednapal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. International Day of Older Persons being celebrated today, President Vidyadev Bhandari says ensuring dignified lives for senior citizens is everyone's duty. Galchi Devighat road section resumes after 28 hours and Cyclone Ian batters South Carolina in second U.S. landfall. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.